WTAW News Time is 7:05. We've dropped a degree. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Over the next 3 years, electric rates for BTU customers are proposed to take a philosophical change.
A recommendation to the Bryan City Council yesterday called on city users for the first time paying less versus customers who are outside the city limits. That's based on data generated by consultant Joe Massanelli.
One of the assumptions that we had was that the rural customers who use more energy, and that's absolutely a fact, had better load factors, meaning that they were more efficient. What the load data was showing us actually, and what's reflecting in the current study, is that the rural customers are in fact use a lot of energy, and they are bigger, but they're not using it any more efficiently.
The council's been asked to adopt a 3-year rate ordinance. Over that time, BTU residential customers living outside of Bryan would have an average rate increase totaling $15 a month, while residents inside Bryan would see the decrease of $3 a month over the same period. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has scheduled 2 more special meetings to place on the November ballot whether voters favor keeping the municipal golf course or turning it into a super park. Adding the non-binding referendum is on the agenda for this Friday and next Monday. Also in play is a proposal to close the course as part of a 20-year deal with the Phillips Event Center for Golf and a new senior center. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed ballot language. A Bryan family has grown by a set of quads. 2 boys and 2 girls were delivered Saturday night at St. Joseph Regional Health Center and are currently in the neonatal intensive care unit. Their parents, Nyosha and Brian Boone, have a 5-year-old son. The names of their quads are Ariana, Addison, Ashton, and Austin. They were all born at 32 weeks. On time and on budget continues to be the theme as Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field enters its final month. An update given by the project partners included the debut of the Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The stadium's new concession operator says they're still looking for nonprofit groups to staff 40 locations. State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham made it official Tuesday morning, announcing if Glenn Hagar wins the state controller's seat this November, she will seek the remainder of his term as state senator.
This isn't about me announcing today, because Jimmy and I have discussed it. It'd be a whole lot easier not to do this. But we do this together, and we do it for what we believe Texas is and what Texas has been and our rich history and what Texas can be.
Kolkhorst spoke outside the Washington County Courthouse where she first announced running for the House in 1999. A man convicted 10 years ago of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old in Brenham who was last seen in Bryan last year has been added to the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. The Department of Public Safety is offering a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of Ezekiel Harris. Online at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Have you been looking for that new or used piece of equipment? From August 11th through 30th, you'll find incredible discounts on all type of equipment, from utility vehicles to zero-turn mowers, tractors, tillage, hay equipment, cotton pickers, and combines. Cash or finance, we want to help you find the easiest way to purchase equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, August 11th through the 30th. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way
with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Dry conditions remain in the forecast between today and Friday, and temperatures will be increasing. Sunshine for today. Highs will probably reach 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 70 to 75. Back to sunshine tomorrow with a high of 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 75 to 80. High pressure holds through Friday. Lots of sun. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the Brazos Valley Bombers winning back-to-back championships. Aggie football gearing up for their season opener September 6th with more practices. Defensive coordinator Mark Snyder visited with the media yesterday. Also, A&M Chancellor John Sharp gave an update on the stadium progress, and you can see pictures of the stadium on our website at WTAW.com. We'll have all that and a whole lot more coming up at 7:50.
You know, I think earlier this week we had the list of the most corrupt states. It was a study between Indiana University and the University of Hong Kong. I don't know why they would care, but nonetheless. And they said Mississippi was number one. Good for them. And number two is Louisiana, and then Tennessee and Illinois and Pennsylvania. Now we also have the least corrupt states. But they're not giving the entire list. So, I mean, I don't even know where Texas shows up in this. But nonetheless, here's your five least corrupt states. And what they're saying is the study was based on research of more than 25,000 convictions of public officials for violations of federal corruption laws from 1976 to 2008. They said the states with the higher levels of corruption are likely to favor construction, salaries, borrowing, correction, and police protections at the expense of the social sector. In other words, feeding the pig. Here are your three least corrupt states. Minnesota's number three. Number two is Washington. And number one is Oregon. So there you go. I guess in the great Northwest, that's the way they are. They're just less corrupt out there.
Oh, so they're hyper-vigilant from all the coffee.
It's the clean hair, air. Or it could be the clean hair.
Clean
too,
air, too.
Yeah, it could be the clean air. I'm just saying. So, anyway. Worst city to get your car stolen in? Worst city to get your car...
Worst city.
Yeah, city to get your, you know, car stolen.
I'm going to say Los Angeles, California.
Well, you know, and here's the thing that's frightening is that the top three are all in California. The worst is Bakersfield, California.
On the streets of Bakersfield.
That's right. Second is Fresno, California. And then the third is Modesto, California.
Is there a best city to get your car stolen
well,
in?
Yeah.
So I want to be in the worst one.
Well, I guess the best would be a small town where everybody knows what's going on, right?
Yeah.
That way everybody would be able to tell you that. So we'll see. Take a call. Yes.
If you're corrupt, are you going to convict your buddies?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point. May have something better coming for you down the way. Is that it? Is it because they've gotten a bunch of new, clean politicians into Mississippi and they're going after the bad guys who were getting money before?
Yeah, okay, go with that if it makes you feel
sure.
Better.
Sure, why not? Celebrities endorsing charities, okay? Celebrities endorsing charities. Wait. Apparently, corruption has struck a chord. Hello?
Hey, I think the best city to get your car stolen in would be one where they leave you a loner.
Okay. Or a swap, is that it? Here, trade my car for yours. All right, here we go. It's celebrities endorsing charities does little to promote the activity or the involvement of the cause. It tends to promote the star instead.
Oh,
man. Two surveys of more than 3,000 people, the universities of Manchester and Sussex. That's not from around here, okay? Found that 75% claimed not to have responded in any way to celebrity advocacy. Two in three couldn't name a single celebrity linked with a high-profile charity, while just 7% were able to name two or more. So they might know the person, but they don't know what charity they're related to. Can you do that? Can you think about that? Here's one I can think of right now, Sally Struthers and you know, the feed the children thing, right?
I say Gary Sinise but and the troops because he's always doing stuff with the Lieutenant Dan band.
That's true. There's a couple. Patrick, you got one?
No.
No? See? Okay. Hey there.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Jaime?
The corrupt list
could
be inverted and call it the dumbest corrupt criminals.
Well, okay.
And then the smartest ones that don't get caught.
Yeah. Just because there aren't any numbers doesn't mean they're not there to be found.
You notice, though, there's not one with no corruption.
Yeah,
it's the least corruption.
What are you going to do? You're in a room with a big pile of money and opportunity. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, stuff happens. Residents in Friendswood are being, their word here, terrorized by a serial beer bandit. An unknown beer burglar has been breaking into garages all over town and swiping suds from fridges. Got a lot of beer fridges in Friendswood? I didn't know that was a deal that happened there. The Friendswood Police Department says a similar rash of thefts happened last summer, but it's unclear if the crimes are related. A 19-year-old was arrested for those thefts earlier this year. Local resident Greg Shell says, the beer is irrelevant at this point. It's the fact that somebody is in my area that shouldn't be. I mean, you got a clue as to how this bubbled up to the top of a national prep service. I mean, how does Friendswood feel about that? If you're the head of the Chamber of Commerce at Friendswood, if you're
it's because he's stealing beer.
That's it. Hello.
Hey, guys, I don't think Sally Struthers really counts as being a celebrity. I believe they paid her with peanuts or something. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. I didn't mean to go there and want to actually make her a celebrity. Oh, all right. Prisoner in Colorado faces additional time behind bars after he allegedly lied to prison officials about finding a hair in his food. Officials say 37-year-old Ray Wolf claimed he found a hair in his beef stroganoff. They're serving beef stroganoff at the Summit County Jail in Colorado.
That's fancy.
Man.
What do I have to do to get a seat there?
I can tell you.
Hey, I'm betting it's Hamburger Helper, okay?
Oh, I'm just saying. Don't ruin it for me.
He claims that his claims prompted a full-scale investigation by the Summit County Sheriff's Office. Really? Really? A full-scale investigation? During the investigation, officials say they watched surveillance video that appeared to show inmate Wolf tampering with his own food tray. A spokesperson says Mr. Wolf can be seen making small movements with his arms and hands. It is believed that Mr. Wolf placed a hair found on top of the food in his meal tray. He's now been charged with three felonies, including false reporting.
Felonies?
And tampering with evidence, yeah, which could lead to an extra 24 years. Oh.
So what are you in for?
Hair. I was just in on a little bitty thing, and then that hair deal.
Well, I stole beer first, and then the whole hair thing. It just went all sideways.
But to what point did he expect that he was going to take this and make a federal lawsuit out of it? Is that
of course
it?
He was.
Hair on his food? Oh, my gosh. So I see the Clippers got sold, huh? The Los Angeles Clippers, huh?
Yep.
$2 billion. Steve Ballmer. So with the sale of the Clippers, that team now if you want to know what money will buy you as far as that's concerned, the Los Angeles Dodgers most expensive at $2.1 billion to Magic Johnson and his business partners back in 2012. Clippers now in at $2 billion. After that, the third most expensive franchise in professional sports would be Manchester United.
Man U.
At $1.4 billion. Then come the Dolphins at $1.1 billion, yeah. Stephen Ross in 2008. Jacksonville Jaguars, about $770 million. Other high-priced teams, and of course, this is to the point of what they were bought for. They may be worth more than that, but it's the Redskins, the Rams, the Houston Texans, the Cubs.
Don't make fun of the Cubbies.
And the New York Jets. Anyway, all of those under $1 billion, but what the heck? What's a billion here and there? Got a pet? Want to keep it comfy? Get in touch with Judson Beaumont.
There's a name.
Yeah, Judson Beaumont. He's a Canadian designer. He's got an idea for the pet camper. Built his daughter. His daughter asked if they could build a doghouse for her puppy. Instead, he built a miniature camper. Liked it so much, he's put it into production. What Judson says is everything from the materials used, the size, the style, the color, even the personalized license plates can all be customized. The trailer is designed with small dogs in mind. But Mr. Beaumont says that they're great for any type of small animal. Ah, looking for a mobile home for your ferret. Now you've got it. Trailers sell for $800 and up, can be shipped anywhere in the world. So there you go. Google pet camper, and you can be a great pet owner and a good dad all at the same time. 721.
What do you get when you add helpful advice to a store full of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, watches, and cars? Plus thousands of light bulbs, including energy-efficient LEDs, CFLs, and halogens. Well, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, you get what you came for. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Located in College Station and in Bryan in front of the new Walmart.
Cool morning this morning. That was kind of nice. A little bit of a break from what you expect for this time of year in Texas, which is just plain old hot weather. And what you also kind of have come to expect in Texas is higher utility bills because you got to run the AC more. But how efficient are your windows? That can be something that actually can end up making a difference. You can lower your utility bills, and the folks at Intercon can help you do that. If your windows are not energy efficient and you replace them with energy efficient windows, yeah, that helps. Now, you notice when your windows aren't efficient, when we've got cold weather, when a front blows in, then you can feel that draft in the windows, but know that that air exchange is going on every day of every year. You just may not notice it in the hot weather. What you might notice in the hot weather, though, is when the sun is coming into your home and kind of beating down on the inside and warming it up unnecessarily, because solar screens and solar blinds from Intercon can help you solve that problem as well. And whether it's solar screens or windows, Intercon does it all the same way. They come out, they give you an estimate, they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. So get in touch with Intercon at 823-3639. And if you're a BTU customer, they have some incentives out there that can help you offset what it costs to have these things installed. So get in touch with Intercon. Let them come out and give you absolutely no obligation, no high pressure cost on what it would be to install the windows and or the solar screens. Intercon, 823-3639.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, "the proof is in the pudding," tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933. That's what we Member FDIC.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normangy Tractor. Go to NormangyTractor.com. Pretty nice weather out there this morning. Like it? I mean, it's unseasonable. We don't expect to have this kind of temperature this time of year, but It's out there and enjoy it because it's going to get warm before the day is over. Look for a high temperature around 97 or so. And we'll probably continue to have that all the way through the weekend. No mention of rain in the forecast. Again, about 73 for a low temperature tonight. Then the lows themselves are going to start going up, and we'll be up to 76 or 77 for the low as we get on toward the weekend. So enjoy today and enjoy what we've got right now, which is a temperature of 69 degrees and north winds at 7 miles an hour.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
With terrorists on the march in Syria, Iraq, and dozens of other hotspots around the world, the regime has apparently decided they want to play with fire again when it comes to Libya. Get this. The regime is lifting a longstanding regulation prohibiting Libyans from coming here to attend flight school, work in aviation, or be trained in nuclear science. They're going to let them come do that. The change was quietly approved this week by the Obama Office of Management and Budget, and awaits sign-off by the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. These prohibitions were put in place back in the 80s, when the Libyans were behind all those terror attacks all over the world. And then Reynaldus Magnus sent a strong message to the dictator Gaddafi to cut it out in the form of a missile. Blew up his tent, his concubines. But now, even before those who attacked our consulate in Benghazi killed Americans and faced justice, here's the regime inviting God only knows who to come to America, go to flight school, learn how to work on our airplanes, and for good measure, get some nuclear training. Now, Republicans are beside themselves. Some are saying it makes no sense. It's unbelievable. They accuse Obama of turning a blind eye to the very terrorist threats in Libya today. And they ask why nobody in the regime will explain the thinking behind this move. Well, let me tell you what's going on here. What's going on here? This is insane.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:29. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. We're in the final month before the completion of Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field. A project update Tuesday led by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp included two items he hopes will reduce the number of complaints he gets after every home football game.
In 2015, when the final wiring and antennas and things are put in on the west side, you should see something that ought to handle somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 calls simultaneously within the stadium, which will significantly cut down on my Monday morning emails. There will be 340% more women's stalls in the stadium restrooms than there were prior to Kyle Field. Second cause of the most emails.
The new concession operator plans on almost three times the number of stands, including 60 locations to buy beverages. And everyone heading to Kyle Field for home games were encouraged to download and practice using the new Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The Bryan City Council will meet Friday morning and next Monday in order to place on the November election ballot a non-binding referendum over the future of the municipal golf course. The proposed ballot language, which is online at WTAW.com, is in the form of a yes or no question. Bryan voters are asked if they support converting the course to a regional super park to include facilities for a variety of recreational activities. The referendum is in addition to a proposal with the Phillips Event Center for golf and a new senior center that would close the municipal course. The Bryan City Council is being asked to approve a three-year rate increase for BTU customers outside the city of Bryan.
Recommendations from consultant Joe Massanelli included a $15 a month increase for rural residential users, split evenly over that period, while residents inside Bryan would see a decrease of $3 a month over the same period. That means for the first time, BTU's rural customers would be paying more.
Typically, rural rates are higher than city rates because within the city limits, Within several blocks, you're going to have a lot of customers per investment mile. In the rural, it's very different. You're going to have much fewer customers per investment. You have much less energy and demand or rates. Your rates can't generate enough revenue to cover that. So you're typically going to see rural rates higher.
Historically, BTU rural customers paid less because it was believed they were more efficient users. Massanelli says data gathered from smart meters over the last year show they're no more efficient compared to Bryan customers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
14 years after declaring her candidacy for state representative, Lois Kohlquist of Brenham returned to the Washington County Courthouse Tuesday to announce her intention to run for state senate.
I've traveled throughout the district, and we did not make this decision lightly. There were many times, and I believe that first, when you're nervous, you pray. And then secondly, you call a good husband. And I will tell you, as I was driving back on some of those long drives, I said to myself, okay, Lord, give me the strength. Is this the right thing? Because I'm real comfortable being a state representative.
Kohlquist would run for the seat now held by Glenn Hagar, the Republican nominee for state controller. A podcast of Kohlquist's announcement is online at WTAW.com. A federal audit says the Texas state agency is responsible for hundreds of millions of Medicaid dollars spent on unnecessary dental procedures, which means the state has to pay that money back to the program.
Texas contracted Xerox to process Medicaid claims, but Stephanie Goodman with Texas Health and Human Services Commission says the company improperly approved claims which did not qualify for Medicaid payments.
The attorney general is suing Xerox on behalf of the state to recover the money that was overspent because they didn't appropriately review those cases.
Xerox was dropped by Texas as its Medicaid claims processor in May. In addition to recovering money from Xerox, the state is also going after individual dentists and orthodontists who abuse the system. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The Texas Department of Public Safety has placed a man with ties to Bryan and Brenham on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. And DPS has offered a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of 28-year-old Ezekiel O'Neill Harris. 10 years ago, Harris was convicted of sexually assaulting a then 12-year-old girl in Brenham. His whereabouts have not been known since shortly after being released from prison and moving to Bryan. A photo is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan woman has given birth to quadruplets. St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan on Tuesday announced the two boys, the two girls, and their mother are all doing well. Hospital spokeswoman Heather Bush says the premature quads were born on Saturday night to Nyosha Boone of Bryan. The woman and her husband, Brian Boone Jr., also have a 5-year-old son. The quadruplets are named Austin, Ashton, Addison, and Ariana. Bush says the babies were born a few weeks early at 32 weeks. She did not immediately have weights on the newborns, which remain in neonatal intensive care. WTAW News Time just before 7:35. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
7:36, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure over Nebraska this morning will continue to control our weather through the end of the week. It's pushing dry conditions into the region, so chance for thunderstorms and rainfall looking very, very low through the end of the work week. Sunshine and 95 for today, clear overnight 70 to 75, more sun tomorrow 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear 75 to 80, Friday abundant sun, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
To emphasize how on time it is, when Coach Sumlin first asked for some days for practice, we were unable to give them to him.
Well, we'll find out if he actually is going to get some. That is Chancellor John Sharp at the press conference yesterday concerning the progress over at Kyle Field. We'll have more on that. Mark Snyder met with the media. He's the defensive coordinator for A&M football. And we've got a whole bunch more, including baseball, and the TCL champions are right here in Aggieland. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 14 minutes.
There you go. 7:37. So there you go, Bill Flores. You got another champion here in your congressional district with the
Bombers. Well, I saw that, sir. Congratulations to the Brazos Valley Bombers.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. You've just finished up, your town hall meetings. Tell me what the people beyond Brazos County are thinking about as far as the concerns in Washington.
Bill, let me say first, we did a little bit different format this year. Mm-hmm. We had teletown halls for our big communities, Bryan College Station, Waco, and Austin, Pflugerville. And then we had our physical town halls actually in our smaller communities. So this week we went to Mahia, Grosbeck, Fairfield, Caldwell, Cameron, and also did it an employee town hall at the Big Brown Power Plant up in Freestone County. And the two big issues on everybody's minds are presidential overreach and the border crisis. And I got an earful about, frustration from, just everyday Texans on what's going on in Washington about these issues.
You know, the border crisis, it's interesting because Henry Cuellar has been pretty vocal. Again, he's a Democrat, but he's got a border district. He's lived with it for a long, long time, and I imagine his leadership over on the Democrat side necessarily happy with it, but again, this is an everyday occurrence for a lot of Texans.
It is, and Henry's pretty frustrated with the way that the leadership of his side of the aisle and the way that the White House has failed to deal with this, including the Senate. I mean, the only body that's passed any type of reasonable legislation to deal with this has been the House.
Now, as you come back, it's not going away. It may go off their front pages. It's not going away. But what do you see happening as far as immigration is concerned when you all get back together?
Well, here's the next thing that's going to happen. School's opening up in a few weeks. And earlier this year, when this crisis broke out and all these unaccompanied minors were being shipped around the country, the leadership of the states, the governors, were told by the president and the administration that local school districts didn't have to worry about educating these children. In the last couple of weeks, they have started sending notices out saying you can expect to have this many children in this community show up in your schoolhouse. Mm. And so it's going to be a shock to a lot of local communities. And what I think will happen, people are still upset about this. Real-world Americans are still upset. And when they see this happen to the local school systems, I think the temperature is going to go up. And what my hope is that we can get the Senate to go back into session and to look at the House bill and try to pass what we passed and try to start getting this thing patched up.
Well, and this is just not your typical kid who may be transferred from another county or another state. You've got communication language problems that have to be addressed on the very first day.
That's exactly right, and that has our, I mean, that's got local folks pretty upset. Governor Jindal of Louisiana and I are working together on some energy initiatives, and he and I had a conversation Friday before last, and he was saying that his school districts have reported back to him that there are going to be 2,000 of these children in various school systems in Louisiana. He said, we don't have the room or the teachers for them, and so he's pretty stirred up about it.
Let's turn our attention, okay, then presidential overreach, tell me again what they're wanting you to do as far as action when it comes to that.
Well, I think there's just frustration. They're looking to Congress to come up with something to do, and I walked through sort of what the three options are. Option number one is to do nothing, which is not a good option. I said, you know, we're not doing nothing. We have over 25 oversight hearings a week to try to deal with the issues coming out of the executive branch. Option number two is to look at impeachment, but then I try to walk people back from that cliff saying it really doesn't work in the current environment you have in Washington. So then I walk them through the reason that the House of Representatives is going to sue the president to try to enforce the law the way it's written. And and I walk through the pros and cons of that, but I also explain that the Constitution is a pretty good document, but I don't think the framers of the Constitution ever envisioned you'd have a situation like this where you'd have a what you'd call a lawless administration in a Congress, meaning the Senate in this case, that wouldn't stand up for its own powers under the Constitution. So it's pretty frustrating. But I sort of walk them through what those options are and tell them what we can practically do and not do to deal with it.
Bill Flores joining us this morning from in the district. Before Congress left, put a patch on the Highway Trust Fund. Texas has more roads than any other state in America. What does that mean short term, and what can Texans expect to have to do to solve transportation problems in the near future?
Well, what it means in the short term is that we have filled the gap in the funding shortfall of the Highway Trust Fund. And because that's been done, you won't have any stoppage of construction projects. That those projects will continue to go without interruption. And so that's the good news. I think it would have been horrible from a policy standpoint and a political standpoint to suddenly have about 6,000 projects around the country get the plug pulled, and you can sit there and watch a half-built bridge as you're commuting to work every day. I think that would have been pretty bad. So that short-term problem is off the table. Longer term, we still have a broken trust fund, and we've got to come up with a way to deal with this. In my view, what we ought to do is we ought to turn the entire highway transportation system back over to the states and let them deal with it. It's closer to home. They can build these roads more efficiently than doing it with a bunch of federal regulations or a bunch of federal oversight, and I think that all Americans would be better off and have better roads and built more quickly for lower cost if we can let Texas do it rather than have the federal government involved.
Well, been a while since I've met an elected official who wants to vote for a tax increase, but what you're saying then is that onus is going to be on state legislators.
It will be, but what they'll be able to say is, look, the 18-cent federal gasoline tax is going to go to zero or something small, like let's say 1 cent, so that you get a little bit of a federal guidance, but not control. But then leave it to the states. And the states, look, the states are laboratories for innovation, and the state of Texas may come up with a totally different way to finance roads instead of using the gasoline tax. And if they do that, then I think we need to get away from the gasoline tax, because the gasoline tax leaves too many people not paying for the roads that they're driving on today.
Sure. Well, and I guess when it started, the user fees made sense, but now that's not so much, and y'all are having to take money kind of out of a general fund. And now, one of the ways you're doing that is something called pension smoothing. And I guess, as I understand it, what Congress said to companies who have to fund pension funds is you have to pay that right now, and you can have higher profits, but that's going to mean you'll pay more in corporate tax, so that means that tax money helped to build this patch for the highway trust fund. But what it also means now is that years later, companies are going to have to be paying into the pension fund to not only what they should be paying, but also contributions to fill the hole because they're not having to pay that now. Doesn't that kind of end up being a recipe for problems for corporate America?
It could be. You correctly explained what happens in pension spending. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. And it is, I don't like it. It's a gimmicky way to try to pay for something totally unrelated, and that's highway construction. But we had to get the highway deal off the table so that we can find a longer-term solution for that. Under the pension spending, though, you could have to the extent companies take advantage of this and they don't pay attention to their pension obligations, they could wind up in a situation where you have pension shortfalls later on down the road in the future, 20 or 30 years from now. And some companies have not paid particular attention to their pensions. We've had pensions go belly up. And when that happens, we've got the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation winds up stepping in and letting the taxpayer bail out those companies. So it is a problem, and I'm hoping that not too many companies actually take advantage of that, and I don't think many will. It'll typically be only the companies that are having some sort of a current financial issue that take advantage of the pension smoothing.
Well, what bothers me is when a corporation can't plan or doesn't plan for the future, look at GM. I mean, that was part of their problem. They ended up having a whole bunch of folks, and they didn't take care of them. We ended up paying for them.
You're exactly right.
Let's turn to Iraq for a minute for our final chat. Like to get your thoughts on where the support is and where the support isn't for the Obama administration's action in northern Iraq.
Well, I think for the most part that Congress, on a bipartisan basis, has been trying to encourage the president to get involved early to put up some offensive kinetic resources against ISIL, if you will. And I don't know why the president took 2 months, but he wasn't going to get any pushback from Republicans and from most Democrats in terms of trying to put up some intelligence resources, try to help the Kurds with arms, trying to put up some air assets to try to go kinetic against these folks. And he waited 2 months to do it. The only thing that got him off the dime on that was when we started having massacres of Christians in sort of north central Iraq, and that's when he started to pay attention to this. It's a shame that he didn't do it earlier because we've already seen some positive impact from just a little bit of investment of American assets, and that is by arming the Kurds and by providing the folks in northern Iraq some air cover. We've been able to turn the tide on ISIL. Now, how long this will last, I don't know, but most of the folks that I've talked to in the last few days just think that the president's foreign policy has been a disaster. It's not even really a foreign policy at all. And they think, and the last thing they want to see people have undergoing religious persecution from ISIL in Iraq. So I think he's done the right thing. Now, he did say something stupid earlier this week, and that is that he didn't pull the troops out of Iraq that Bush did. Mm. You know, but all you have to do is go back a couple of years and listen to him say, well, I wound up the war in Iraq, and now Al-Qaeda's on the run. He has trouble remembering his recent history.
Mm. Bill Forrest joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Men, does your marriage need more obligation or more passion? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Try this. Write down everything you do in a typical week. Your list might include working at your job, enjoying a hobby, or making repairs around the house. Next, place a check mark by those items you do out of obligation, and then draw a heart by the activities you do from a sense of passion. Chances are, you'll discover the majority of your weekly activities are defined by duty, not passion. Now, obviously, as adults, we perform a variety of daily tasks because some things simply gotta get done. But our responsibilities too often overshadow our deeper passions, and that's where problems can begin. Duty and obligation are like bread and water. They allow us to survive, but that's about it. In order to really thrive, we need passion. And so it goes with our marriages. We marry for love, romance, and dreams, but the practical demands of life overtake us. Before long, intimacy is replaced by busyness, and the passion we once knew can get lost in the duty of jobs and laundry and paying the bills. The good news? Passion can be restored in your marriage. It can be as simple as spending a few minutes sitting on the couch and talking with your wife about the events of the day, or holding hands on a long walk together. Find ways to connect with your wife's heart and watch her and your marriage come alive with passion. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:52. For the second time in as many years, the Brazos Valley Bombers are the champions of the Texas Collegiate League. They knocked off the Victoria Generals last night 2-1. With the win, the team becomes the first team to win back-to-back titles in league history. The Bombers were able to capitalize on a couple of miscues by the Victoria Generals' defense to push across a couple runs in the bottom of the fifth. After getting on base via a single, Matt Valdez would score on a double from Hero yet again after getting the winning run last night. Shortstop Horacio Correa III managed to get by DeFran Ortiz after he was unable to handle the throw coming in from left field. Center fielder Matt Hilston then would score from third base after a passed ball, giving the Bombers all they would need for championship number 2. Aggie football over the past couple of years has had no depth on defense, leading A&M to have one of the worst Ds in Division 1, according to defensive coordinator Mark Snyder. That's one of the issues the Aggs have resolved. They'll be playing a 3-3-5, and Snyder likes the numbers that he's seen so far in the preseason from his squad.
I feel really good about it. I mean, when we go to our three-down stuff, you know, we had a chance to put some really fast people in the field and become a very fast defense from a pass rush standpoint to a back end standpoint. And then obviously we've got to hold up the rigors of the SEC in the run game. So our big guys got to be able to hold up. So, again, with the numbers, we're able to piecemeal a little bit, and it's not just one group out there the whole day.
Aggs have a light scrimmage today, but it's closed to the public. Texas A&M Chancellor John Sharp, along with the key players that are helping build the Kyle Field expansion project, held a press conference yesterday to update the progress of construction roughly 3 weeks out from the first home game.
To emphasize how on time it is, when Coach Sumlin first asked for some days for practice, We were unable to give them to him, but because of the work of these contractors, he will have 3 days of practice that he wasn't counting on. Beginning a week from Thursday on the field, he'll have 3 practice days once the sod is rooted and going, and so we're pleased about that.
The first home game is scheduled for September 6th against Lamar. Offensive tackle Cedric Obuehi and punter Drew Kayser have been named to Sports Illustrated preseason All-American team. Obuehi is a senior left tackle and projected to be a first-round draft pick, while Kayser, a junior, led the SEC in yards per punt last year. Also receiving preseason accolades is junior middle blocker Shelby Sullivan. She was named to the 2014 preseason SEC All-Volleyball team. Sullivan, who earned the All-SEC team honors as a sophomore, is one of 9 members on the preseason squad, which is voted on by the league's coaches. But by the way, the coaches were not allowed to vote for their own players. Shelby and the ladies will be playing for the Maroon and White scrimmage August the 25th at Reed, starting at 7:05, and you can catch part of that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. On now to the NFL and training camp. A brawl during Tuesday's joint practice between the Dallas Cowboys and Oakland Raiders featured a brief altercation between the Cowboys and a fan after cornerback B.W. Webb and an unidentified Raider fan hit Webb in the back twice and then the head a third time with his helmet before the second-year cornerback reacted. Webb swiped at the fan with his right hand and the brawl broke up. The brawl started when Cowboys cornerback Morris Claiborne slammed Raiders tight end Michael Rivera to the turf by the sideline just a few yards from a section of the crowd that was predominantly Raider fans. At the Houston Texans camp, they're giving Ronnie Brown an opportunity to play in the NFL this year. Brown is joining the Texans in a reshuffling of their backfield behind Arian Foster. Houston agreed to terms with Brown and Houston's very own William Powell and cut Andre Brown, Dennis Johnson, and Tim Kornet. In the MLB, Carlos Ramos walked Adam Rosales with 2 outs in the 14th inning to force in the winning run as the Texas Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. Chris Carter homered twice and tied a career high with 5 RBIs to lead the Stros past the Minnesota Twins 10-4. And finally, fan voting for the Bowerman Award, which is collegiate track and field's highest individual honor, much like the Heisman Trophy, that concluded yesterday with Texas A&M's Dion Lindor for the men and Oregon's Lauren Rossler earning the most votes. The winner of the Bowerman Trophy will be announced on Wednesday, December the 17th, in live ceremonies at the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association Convention in Phoenix, Arizona. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the pre-Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J-Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&L. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Oh, we've been so busy today, we haven't even been able to talk Shark Week. And it continues, of course, on the Discovery Channel tonight.
Yeah, it does.
Lair of the Mega Shark.
Yes.
Extra Sharky.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, this one sounds good. Zombie Sharks.
Hey.
Spawn of Jaws, the birth, the shark after dark live, whatever. Okay. I like zombie sharks. We'll
That's
work on that.
Awesome.
It's almost 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.